today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah. Dear brothers, dear sisters, salamu alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. The topic of this episode is a question. Why does Allah test us? Today, Wednesday, is the 12th of Jamadil Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 16th of Azar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 7th of December, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is verse 28 of chapter and fall.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Wa'lamu annama amwalukum wa awladukum fitnatun wa anna Allaha 'indahu ajrun 'azim.
And know that your properties and your children are but a trial, and that Allah has with him a great reward.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Intensive love for wealth and children is the pivot of a lot of evil actions. It is the origin of many unlawful transactions, lies, monopolies, short waits, lack of payment of the alms tax to avoid giving homes 1/5 levy, and poor rates, greeds, hindering others' efforts, false oath, wasting the people's rights and the like of them. Also, wealth and children can be two fascinating traps on the way of human beings, to which the Quran has repeatedly warned in different ways.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Warta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا
رب. The question, why does Allah test us? The tests of Allah are different from different individuals, custom made according to their particular strength and weaknesses. The things which seem like a trial to me may not even bother you a bit, and vice versa. Therefore, we must not look at someone depressed over something that seemed trivial to us and say, look what a weak person she is or he is. It may be just that his or her strengths are different than yours. Allah tests some people with poverty, others with emotional distress, others with illness, and yet others with prosperity and fame. How come prosperity is a test? When things are going well, we tend to forget about Allah and the hereafter and death. And as a result, we may lose the most precious thing, Iman.
Thank you.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. The question of the day that we are going to talk about is about the divine test and why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests people and tests us. So, and let's suppose that there was no divine test. If there was no divine test, these talents, this godly given gifts would not flourish, and the fruits of actions would not appear on the branches of the tree of human existence. And this is the philosophy of divine test in an Islamic logic. But we have to understand that these kind of tests are universal, since the system of life in the universe is the system of evolution and breeding, and all living beings follow the path of evolution. Even trees express their hidden talents with fruit. All people, from prophets to others, should be tested accordingly and should be tested according to this general law to develop their talents. Although the divine tests are difficult, some are really difficult and hard, some at the same time are easy, and the results are also different, because difficult tests might have different results from what the easy tests have. But in any case, the test is for everyone, and they are all quite universal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his book Al-Quran refers to the general test of humans and says, "Do people think that they will be released without an exam? No, never. But everyone must be tested through an exam." This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Al-Quran.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
From the reasons why we are tested, this is one of the most important items. Tests bring out the best and worst of us. Tests are the means by which Allah distinguishes between us, because they bring out the best or worst in us. How we help to expose faith and lack of faith. Allah states in the Quran, "Do the people think that they will be left to say, 'We believe,' and they will not be tried? But we have certainly tried those before them, and Allah will surely make evident those who are truthful. And he will surely make evident those who are false." Chapter 29, verses 2 and 3.
رَبُّنَا رَبُّ الْقُلُوبِ وَهُوَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ فِي الشُّرُوقِ وَفِي الْغُرُوبِ نُورُهُ يَهْدِي الْعَصَى رَبُّنَا رَبُّ الْقُلُوبِ وَهُوَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ في الشروق وفي الغروب نوره يهدي العصا ربنا الهادي الودود فضله ملء الوجود عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
And now, how we face trials with a positive heart. One way is dealing with our guilt. What does it mean? If the guilt of a sin is killing you on the inside and you are overwhelmed by the feeling that you are being punished for your sins, then know that Allah's mercy is greater. He mentions constantly in the Holy Quran, for example, in chapter 7, verse 153, But those who committed misdeeds and then repented after them and believed, indeed your Lord therefore is forgiving and merciful. So we should continuously repent to Allah so that He wards off the punishment for our sins. Also, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, have taqwa or fear of God wherever you may be, and follow up a bad deed with a good deed, which will wipe it out, and behave well towards the people. Make a habit of following up a bad deed with a good deed, inshallah.
Amir al-Mu'mineen, huwa Mawla al-Muwahhideen, al-Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, states, he says, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ آفَةٍ. Everything has this notion of afa. Everything. وَآفَةُ الْعِلْمِ النِّسْيَانِ. And the afa of knowledge is forgetfulness. وَآفَةُ الْعِبَادَةِ الْرِيَاءِ. And the bane of ibadah, الْرِيَاءِ. To show off. So therefore we're also tested while we do ibadah. It's not in their means, it's not in their hands, it's not in their genes. They have to truly strive and work hard to be generous. And some people, it's within them. Generosity is part of them. They are inseparable from generosity. Even they are tested. Even they'll face a difficulty. What is their afa? وَآفَةُ الْجُودِ الْإِسْرَافِ. It is being extravagant. Extravagance. There's a fine line. Generosity is loved, israf is disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَآفَةُ اللُّبْ الْعُجْبِ. Those who are given prudence, those who are brilliant and smart people, are they tested? What is it that makes them fail? Sometimes you find someone that's so smart, Allah has given them prudence, and suddenly they fail. Why is it that they fail? They failed because that prudence comes with a test. Where is the test? Self-infatuation. I'm given so much prudence. I'm so much smarter than others. I'm in love with myself. As soon as they feel that way, this is when their demise begins. وَآفَةُ الْحَيَاءَ الضَّعْفِ. Modesty is something very beautiful. Everybody loves to be modest, to have that modest characteristic. But it also comes with a test. It also comes with a bane. What is it? الضعف. People remain weak. Shy ones are always weak. They remain weak, but yet they have modesty. وآفة النجابة الكبر. He says, and the afa in being born into a noble family, in a noble clan, having a powerful family name. Where does its test lie? He says it comes with arrogance. You find that Allah has blessed this person with being born into a family of a beautiful status, of a great status, a family of power. But yet he's tested with arrogance. If he were to take that arrogance, then the blessing goes away.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we continue this topic, why does Allah test us, on the next episode, tomorrow. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
They told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they They showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. 'Cause I'm a believer.